Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Welcome back. That's the two-person group, the Books. One plays cello, the other guitar, but then they bend their own sounds and add others. Electronica, voices, tons of obscure found sound.
At this extraordinary time in history, when consciousness is exploding and developing, take the room that you need to rotate and love.
The Books are currently on tour supporting their new release, The Way Out. Here and Now's Andrea Shea caught up with them in North Adams, Massachusetts, where the Books make much of their music.
The Books came together 11 years ago in New York City over a common obsession, randomly discovered cassettes, LPs, and videotapes. Like audio alchemists, cellist Paul DeYoung and guitarist Nick Zamuto meticulously transform voice samples, instruments, electronics, and odd effects into seamless collages of sound.
65 Thursday.
Because I just wanted, he kept calling me at night, all hours of the night, calling my husband, my brother, calling me every day. He's after me, and I was devastated. I was without a job, without a salary.
This is from the Book's first album, Thought for Food. The duo crafted it remotely, talking on the phone and sending audio CDs back and forth in the mail. Much of their second album, The Lemon of Pink, was recorded and mixed in North Adams, a depressed Massachusetts town hard hit by factory closings. Zamuto moved here in 2002 and offered to show me the dumpy apartment building he lived in while making The Lemon of Pink.
So this was the building, and as you can see, it's an absolute disaster. There's like squirrel holes in my apartment now, and shingles are falling off, and there are probably 8 apartments in this building.
Zamuto says he labored for 5 months making The Lemon of Pink in an 8-by-10-foot pantry.
A big pantry. So I would actually sit on an electric heater while I worked in the wintertime.
Apparently, tight spaces can create lush, thoughtful sounds. The Lemon of Pink is textured and detailed, and the critics loved it.
The Lemon of Pink.
You've got these guys who are excellent sound engineers who are paying attention to like the smallest details of the sonic experience and layering in so much stuff, but at the end of the day, it sounds actually rather simple and sublime.
That's Chris Dahlin, contributing writer for the independent music website Pitchfork.
There's no one I would really say that's like them. You know, they're kind of sample artists, but they have the souls of folk musicians. They have such an acoustic and organic sound.
These days, Nick Zamuto feels a sense of loyalty to North Adams for the time he spent here making The Lemon of Pink.
It was after that record where we really started touring, and at that point, the music became a livelihood, so I guess it was a good investment to live here.
And it paid off. Now Zamuto lives in a beautiful farmhouse just over the border in Vermont. Paul DeYoung lives outside Albany, New York. They still work long distance, meeting about once a week in North Adams. Their office space is overrun with stacks and chaotic piles of old video and audio cassettes. We sift through the building blocks of what the Books do.
From the Zig Ziglar Corporation. Let's see. Zig Story?
Oh, Zig Ziglar.
Attitude
yeah.
Makes the difference.
Pretty cool.
That's rather. B-sides different?
Wow, these are amazing.
Yeah, I mean, setting your goals.
Techniques for happier living.
Oh, you see, we should have used that. Missed that one. It's not all self-help.
But a lot is. DeYoung does most of the collecting. He scours thrift stores and flea markets all over the world, hunting for the most obscure self-made productions.
Hello, greetings, and welcome. Welcome to a new beginning. For this tape will serve you as a new beginning. That's right, a new beginning, as we're about ready to begin.
Self-help gurus run through this song, Group Autogenics 1.
On this recording, music specifically created for its pleasurable effects upon your mind, body, and emotions, is mixed with a warm orange-colored liquid.
Then there are the answering machine cassettes.
Hello, Mary. Call to
wish you a good evening. And wish you a good rest. And tell you how much I enjoyed your company last evening.
And private recordings. Listen to what the books did with this old found tape of what sounds like a young brother and sister fighting.
How? Why do you always get away with things? It's not fair, I tell you. It's not fair. I want to blow your brains out with...
Music critic Chris Dahlin says this piece, called A Cold Freezing Night, really illustrates why the books can be so provocative.
As long as I want you to.
They frame it in this really intense, engaging piece of music. But when you listen to the voices, it's kind of up to you to figure out, you know, do you find it kind of funny? Do you smile in recognition? Or do you find it kind of horrifying, these violent things kids say to each other? You know, we're kind of eavesdropping in on these two kids, but it's kind of up to all of us to figure out, what is this? What are we listening to?
I wish I was a boy. Kill him. I'm gonna kill you. I'm gonna rip your hair off and your balls.
Even the books have no idea about any of the people's voices in their songs. They rip them out of context, but somehow make some sort of emotional sense out of them. Then there's the story of hip-hop. Both musicians say the found LP is a standout.
All right now. Shh. I have the nicest surprise for you, but you first must wash your face and get ready.
It's a children's record that was produced by the Rosicrucians.
Listen carefully.
That record, I remember hearing it in the van the first time. We were just going through digitized material and kind of previewing it.
I want to tell you a story about hip-hop. Hello, little hip-hop.
And it's a matter of digitizing, throwing out what you don't need, and then carefully cutting words apart and completely reformulating a narrative.
And, I mean, the unbelievable sort of cosmic yet anachronistic coincidence of that sample. I mean, it's from the 50s, so it predates hip-hop by 20 years. We had to make a track out of it, even if we had to kind of bend the rules about the genre that we usually fall within. And we don't usually work with breakbeats.
He lived with his sister, Skip Hop.
It's incredibly rare. I've never seen anything like it.
Where did you find it?
You know, somewhere in America, in a record store, that I know. It was not in a thrift store because I don't really go through LPs in thrift stores because, you know, you have to go through like 10,000 classic rock albums to find like one spoken word album that's usually the one that you already have because it's JFK. So I kind of don't want to do it anymore.
And even the flowers talk to each other like people do, but the sounds they make are different. Listen carefully and try to understand what they say.
We haven't even gotten into what the books do with found video, but it is fascinating to consider why their music can be so affecting. The voice samples they choose and arrange are laced with irony, but the books never make fun of people. It's all very human. Even the self-help samples manage to soothe you while making you laugh, maybe even at yourself.
Stare at yourself in the mirror until you feel a burning sensation.
That's Here and Now's Andrea Shea. The book's new CD is The Way Out. To see how the group incorporates found video and sound into its compositions, go to hereandnow.org. And for our listeners here in the Boston area, the books play tomorrow night at the Somerville Theater.
And imagine your own peculiar vibration. Deeper, deeper, deeper. Several thousand years of external happiness and exaltation of our psyche. Free we are from complexities.
As we go down the elevator, as you continue to listen to the sound of my voice.